We'll go ahead and get started with the Community and Regional Affairs Committee meeting this afternoon. Today we have Senator Joe Thomas, Senator Albert Kukish, and myself, Senator Olson, for the meeting. We've got one bill today, and that's House Bill 356, Municipal Property Tax Exemption. And today we have Representative Bill Stoltz going to be presenting the bill. If you'd come on up, state your name for the record, and continue with the bill, Representative.
Thank you, Chairman Olson and Senator Kukish and Thomas. Bill Stoltz, I represent Chugiak and the Mat-Su in House District 16. And within my district is also Aklutna Inc. and Native Village of Aklutna, a group that I work with quite a bit. And it's they brought an issue to my attention in one of our frequent meetings, and that was the issue of the tax exemption of land that was undeveloped, unleased, which they traded to a municipality, and then would receive property that through a quirk in the law and not the intent of the federal government, the passive banks, so that land, because of the interpretation by local governments, became taxable. And that certainly dampened their enthusiasm to do some very important public interest land trades. And these are the type of trades that don't get started unless the local government's interested in them, so it's not something forced on the local government. I went through a process of talking to all the members of the Bush Caucus or your staffs and asking for feedback and questions and things that I wasn't thinking of, and it's been vetted through attorneys of Siri and who actually made improvements in the legislation and technical corrections that our legal staff didn't, because of the expertise. ANCS is certainly a complex body of law, but the crux of this is there's a quirk in the law that deviates from the intent of Congress that undeveloped, unleased land is being taxed by some municipalities when it's traded for other undeveloped land, and it's predominantly in all the cases, virtually in every case that I've looked at, it's been initiated by the local government that wants, or the governmental entity through cooperation with the local government. So I've certainly learned a lot doing this, and I've had comments from people in Southeast that said there were land trades that didn't occur because of this, and I've talked to people in Senator Olson's region, and it's been a good process for me to learn more about a body of law that I'm certainly glad to know more about. It's the one issue that brought the issue to attention was there was a major Chugiak State Park access point, which this political body participated through appropriations. The municipality of Anchorage bonded to provide for the land trade and for appropriation, and you know, there was unanimous acquiescence, or not, there's nothing unanimous in local government, but there was strong support, and notwithstanding that property that Aklutna traded for in another undeveloped area is now taxable, and that's and for this land trade we have a effective date of last year, I believe, that's at the suggestion of the state assessor moved it back so it would positively affect that trade, which has already occurred. So there's a lot of good things that won't happen absent this type of law, and it's in the fiscal note. Mr. Van Zandt, I think his footnote was that it'd have a positive economic impact for the state, because some things, to expand what he talked about, some things are going to happen that wouldn't otherwise happen. So that's a nutshell. I know there's people in this committee that know a lot more about angst. You've probably forgotten more than I'll ever know, so I'm not going to try to wax or expound, only in the context of how it affects my the limited involvement through issues in my local area.
Okay. Well, thank you for your testimony. Any questions of members of the committee of the sponsors of the bill? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I understand it correctly, you're simply allowing what the federal government allows as far as undeveloped land to be taxed. So when this is swapped with a municipality, it will be clear to them that it has the same regulation as does federal land. And if it does become developed, obviously, then that's a different story. It is then developed. That's
yep. Through Chairman Olson, Senator Thomas, that's correct.
Thank you.
Any further questions of the bill sponsor? I've got some questions. One of the questions that has come to my mind is does it make a difference whether the land that's affected is within a borough or not?
Well, Mr. Co-Chair, or gosh, I've been up in finance. Everybody's a co-chair up there, Mr. Chairman Olson. I don't know that it doesn't apply to state taxation, this statute. This is municipal taxation. Mm-hmm. So if it's not within a borough or a city, then it's not going to have applicability for property taxation.
And then what about if they're dealing with developed versus undeveloped land?
And Chairman Olson, there's both state and federal definition of developed land, and they're with just except for a little deviation, providing for definition of ANCSA land, they're nearly mirror each other.
Okay, and then the last question I had is of the number of trades that have gone on in the past since the passage of the land claims bill, how often has this issue come up, and how often has it impeded some of the potential trades that would have taken place had this bill been in place?
Well,
do you know?
Chairman Olson, I don't know how many, it's anecdotal. I've talked to people that said that there are things they're less interested in, and I certainly hear that from the land managers at Eklutna. They're managing their properties not just for the next 5, 10 years or 50 years, but generations beyond, and they're not in a rush, so they don't have an interest in acquiring more taxable land. As it's been provided to me from the folks at Eklutna, and that's my best knowledge source and dealing with the folks at SERI who have the subsurface rights within the Native Corporation in my area. A lot of the analysis and legal work was done by their attorneys as well. They said there are things that they haven't been interested in, and there's things they're going to be less interested in the future. Their shareholders are expressing concerns about things that, well, what is our benefit, what we're doing. They're very active members of my community, and they see the public benefit of it, but after so many of these happen with the acquiring the tax status, they have to ask themselves if it's worth how many more of these they want to do. It's like any people operating a business with shareholder responsibilities would do, I would imagine.
Okay. But the record reflect that Senator Tom Wagner has joined us this afternoon. The bill sponsor has presented. Do you have any questions of the bill,
No.
Senator Wagner? If not, we've got a couple people to go ahead and testify. We have Steve Van Zant is on the line, the state assessor for questions only. And then we have Jim Arneson. Mr. Arneson, are you online, sir?
Yes, I'm online. My name is Jim Arneson.
Yeah, please go ahead and state your name for the record, who you're affiliated with, if anybody, and then go ahead with your testimony.
Yes, good afternoon, committee members. My name is Jim Arneson, A-R-N-E-S-E-N. I'm the land manager at Eklutna Incorporated. And basically, this bill just cleans up something that's missing in ANCSA. When we exchange undeveloped land with the municipality for their undeveloped land, all of a sudden we get hit with taxable land. And even though we have no plans to develop their lands or lands that we receive in the near future, we would wind up having to pay real estate property taxes on it until we so develop. As a result, we have turned down talking about a school trade with turned down talking about a land trade with the school district, and there's other people in the past that have come by, fire department, various municipal agencies. We just want to be able to exchange lands if they're similar. You know, if both lands are undeveloped, then we want to continue that exemption until we do develop. If I heard a question, somebody wondered if this applied to developed property. If we receive developed property that's going to produce income, we don't have a problem paying taxes on that. But if we're going to get like undeveloped property in return, we want to make sure that we have time to think about it and not have to pay taxes on it until we actually develop it.
Mr. Arneson, thank you very much for your testimony. Are there questions of Mr. Arneson by members of the committee? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have a copy of the bill before you, Mr. Arneson?
Yes.
Is that the reference? I'm on page 2, lines 27, 28, and elsewhere in the document. Are those references to 43 U.S.C. 1620D? Is that ANCSA?
Yes, that's part of ANCSA, and the 1636D, I believe, is part of ANILCA.
Okay.
And what happened when the original legislation that the state passed, from my understanding, it was never updated when ANILCA came around. And so this is basically an amendment to bring things up to date.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Mr. Arneson? Senator Wagner.
This is not directly related, but indirectly related. And I understand why SERI and all the native corporations don't pay real property tax, but if you have a fire on your property that's close to the municipality of Anchorage there or in municipality, who pays for the fire fighting costs?
I'm not able to answer that because I don't know the answer. I know we probably don't.
Well, I guess the point I'm making is one of these days somebody's going to have to start paying property tax on property because the federal government has a method of helping pay for services, and the native corporations have a lot of land, and I respect that, but at the same time, if their service is going to be provided from time to time, somebody's got to be able to tax somebody some way, even on undeveloped property. We, on the peninsula, if I own 160 acres of property and I pay property tax, and I expect fire service and those type of services. So I just mentioned that because it needs to be thought about in the future, so prepared for it.
Senator Kukish.
I appreciate that.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment that applies only to undeveloped land. I'm sure Clutton and others have a lot of lands that are developed, they're paying taxes on already. I saw a number yesterday that the Alaska Native Corporations pay over $220 million in taxes in the state of Alaska already on land that have been developed. So it's not as if we're not paying our way on land that we are developing. Every piece of property in Southeast Alaska, if you fly around here, that you see a timber sale or a timber cut has been made, is all developed property. It never goes back into undeveloped property. Once one tree is cut, it's developed property and we have to pay taxes on it. So that number is pretty high. $220 million a year from native corporations is a high number.
If it's in a taxable jurisdiction.
Yes, if it's in a taxable jurisdiction, sure.
No, that was the point I wanted to make.
So, I guess the impression I got was that we weren't paying any taxes at all.
No, that's
not true.
I'm talking about undeveloped land and the fact that even in undeveloped land, if you own land in the private sector, we had to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Representative Stoltz had a comment. Representative Stoltz, please.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Olson. And this is, and I think what we're really doing is just melding our law, the deficiency, and to be consistent with what the federal intent is. I think if it was litigated, I don't think it would even be a close call, and that's a speculation. And I'd like to keep the state out of court because I think Aklutna and any other corporation have a pretty good case on what the federal intent was. And then I was just going to say on the schools, and I went to an elementary school and a high school that sits on land that's owned by Aklutna Incorporated that they lease to the Greater Anchorage Area Rural School District, now the Anchorage School District, for the princely sum of $10 a year, right. And that's there are other ways that ANCSA corporations can contribute to the community, and I think what the value of that probably exceeds what the ad valorem property taxes for a fire service would be, is my speculation.
Senator Kukesh.
I just wanted to make the comment that the public interest that we're looking at here is whether or not we're going to allow the native corporations to step forward and do exchanges. And we've already heard from the general manager that they're not doing anymore, even though the school district wants one, the fire department wants one, and until something like this bill passes, not just for Aklutna or in that area, but all over the state. There's 440 million acres of native land in the state, and I'm sure there are going to be people who want to exchange it other than in the Aklutna area.
Yes. Okay.
So that would make a lot of sense to do this for the public interest.
Representative Stoltz, you have
I probably can't punctuate enough that Aklutna Incorporated is the largest private landowner in my district in the municipality of Anchorage, and they're one of the largest in the Mat-Su Borough, I would suspect, and it's at least in the southern populated portions of it. Now, they're going to be a major player in these. If you look at all the access points where people
are trespassing on property and using it that they think is public land, and it's as you know, as things change, there's going to be a lot of public interest in making sure that those access points to recreation areas, and I certainly want to have as many good vehicles for fishing stream, hunting, and recreational access, and in addition to land trades for public benefit. I right now I'm seeing this becoming an impediment, and we're just seeing the early stages. That's just, and I there's other people at this table no more than I'll stop interjecting.
Okay. At this point, I'd like to go back to Mr. Arneson. Mr. Arneson, are you all still on, sir?
Yes, I am.
I had a question on the subsurface rights related to the lands that are traded. Can you just briefly touch on that subject, whether it goes with the land that's traded or you retain those rights?
Okay, I can't speak for Siri, but in the past, Siri has been reluctant to exchange its subsurface rights unless they feel they're getting subsurface rights elsewhere that are valuable, and perhaps Barbara Donatelli's online also. I'm not sure if she is or not, but Siri is, they're interested and they support this bill as well. And I think there are cases where they would consider giving up their subsurface rights in exchange for something else.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
In the particular transaction that came about to bring about this legislation, where Eklutna is trading 80 acres for 20 acres of municipal land, Siri did not want to trade 80 acres of subsurface for 20 acres of subsurface. But if it was like amount of land, they probably would.
Okay. Senator Kukesh.
Well, I'm just going to make the comment that it's kind of interesting, in the Native Claims Settlement Act, the village corporations own the surface and the regional corporations own the subsurface. So you have two estates there, and you have to make two deals if you want to make a deal. Otherwise, one can go, but the other one doesn't have to. And that's an interesting scenario. But one can go and one doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Causes all kinds of problems.
Sure.
Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what happens to land that is native land or swapped or whatever, but is undeveloped and then becomes developed, but it is a municipal building is built on it, let's say. That remains still non-tax because the use of the property is a municipal building or no?
Oh. When the answer
Senator Stoltz?
I think there's
Representative Stoltz
knows more than I do.
He claims to.
But the way it works that is if there you have two pieces of land, one is native land with a tax exemption, it doesn't stay with the land that is traded. It goes with the one that you get new developed. And that's why the whole purpose of this, if they trade undeveloped land for undeveloped land, they want to keep their tax exemption. And it goes with the land that the natives own, not anybody else. There's a trigger there. Native-owned Alaska Anska lands. And we've made a lot of exchanges in Southeast Alaska. For example, in the Prince of Wales area, we traded with the state land that Sea Alaska owned, and we made a deal to trade the land. We took undeveloped land and it became tax exempt until we develop it. That's the trigger, until we develop it, not anybody else. When we make the exchange, if it was native land and it became non-native land, then it immediately loses its tax exemption.
Well, the land I would be talking about would remain native-owned land, but it would be leased to... They brought up the example of the schools that he was talking about.
Once it's developed, no matter what the development is, we could put a trail across Sea Alaska land, and if an individual used it for commercial purposes, it's immediately...
Even a tax exempt?
Yes.
That's my real question. I guess I'm
not
very clear.
All the land sits on a cliff. As soon as it tips one way or the other off the cliff, it becomes taxable.
As soon as it becomes developed,
matter what the development is, if somebody puts a stake in the ground, and I think you're pretty close to saying that's development.
Yeah.
So online, Senator Thomas, do you have any follow-up?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Online, there was a question as whether Ms. Barbara Donatelli was on. Are you on, Ms. Donatelli? She's not on? Okay. If not... any further questions of Mr. Arneson? We've got one person to go ahead and testify, and that's Jack O'Mealick. Would like to go ahead and have him come on up here and testify, if you would, Representative. State your name for the record, and go ahead with your testimony, Mr. O'Mealick.
Hello, my name is Jack O'Mealick. I'm an aide for Senator Olson. I'm also a member of one of the Anska corporations. I'd just like to echo what Representative Stoltz said earlier. This legislation really puts us closer in line to what the federal legislation. The intent of that was that Angska Corporation lands are considered private, but also with this ability to be tax exempt. I spoke to a land manager for the Bering Straits region on this issue. I also spoke to an individual with the Alaska Village Council Presidents about this issue, and I spoke with the director of the Alaska Native Studies Rural Development there at University of Fairbanks. All agree that this would put state legislation closer with federal intent, and they all agreed it would be a pretty beneficial bill, keeping in line with federal intent.
And so if I'm understanding you correctly, you're in favor of the bill, as well as the people that you, the Native corporations you've been contacted, are in favor of the bill. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's a fairly benign bill. And there were some other implications that I had other people look into. And I think Senator Thomas had asked that. And, of course, Senator Kukesh answered them quite well. But there are stipulations with Angska Corporation lands. But any lands considering being traded are, of course, specialized lands and have to go through their own process. So that would take the state out of that argument anyways. But the lands that this bill will affect are privately owned lands that are tax exempt and wouldn't necessarily carry any federal restrictions. Yes, sir.
If you have any further questions of Mr. Malik by any members of the committee, if not, thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon.
I'd like to ask
Senator Wagner,
Senator Kukesh, one question. If a Native corporation has, say, a block of land that's 60,000 acres, mm-hmm. they wanted to develop a piece of that land, what is the restriction on the size they can break out of that and leave the rest of it still in the undeveloped category and, say, break a piece out to develop?
That's allowed. You're allowed to do that. Okay. I think it goes by, I forget what the legal definition is for the land, but it's not acres. It's something smaller than that, hectares or something like that.
Hectares.
That's what it goes by.
Yeah.
It depends on what your proposed application for it is. If it is, for example, it's going to be a baseball or a football field, you certainly can't just develop the area that's going to house the locker room. You have to develop and claim the whole thing for tax. And once it goes out of tax exemption, it could never go back in. So it really is based on your plans for the development. For instance, let me give you an example. In Southeast Alaska, if we're going to cut a 50-acre cut, and we only cut 1 acre, but we plan to cut the whole acre, it all becomes tax exempt right there, just like that.
That answers my question.
The plan is to go ahead and move this out this afternoon. Representative Stoltz, do you got any closing comments?
Other than to thank you, and I've learned more every step of the way, and I have to just say that I've probably got more people to I've educated myself, and people read this bill more times than others because it had my name on it and angst, so they were wondering what the devil I was up to. So it was probably more thoroughly analyzed than most other bills I've ever done. So, and I want to thank a lot of your staffs who I worked with. This is a process I'm not an expert on. I've never pretended to be, and I appreciate the folks that do have a lot of knowledge that have helped me along the way. And I don't know if we'd be out of line to ask Senator Kukesh if he'd carry the bill for me on the floor.
Any closing questions of members of the committee for Representative Stoltz, sponsor of the bill? If not, Senator Kukesh?
I'll move that this bill be referred to the next committee of referral with attached individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Any objection to moving this bill out of committee? If not, this bill moves on to rules next.
Thank you.
With that, congratulations.
Glad to, if you need me to.
Representative Stoltz.
It probably, are we on the record still?
Yeah, we're still on the record. We've got our next meeting is going to be April 8th, 3:30 p.m. in the Belts room here. William Belts room, and the agenda is to follow. We're under the 24-hour rule, so we'll let you know what we've got planned for next Tuesday. With that, I want to thank everybody for showing up this afternoon, and we're adjourned.